Now our listener John Ellsworth tells us about his son, Lance Corporal Justin Ellsworth.
Justin Ellsworth was killed in Fallujah, Iraq on November 13, 2004. He was 20 years old. His voice may be silenced, but his mission carries on. For those of you with children, I want you to think back to the feelings you had when they were first born. When we hold them for the first time, we make a promise to God to protect them and to do the best we can to teach them right from wrong. I still remember making that promise like it was yesterday. As our children grow, we try to give them the moral compass to help guide them through the tough times that life can bring, to give them a sense of pride in the things that mean the most to us, God, country, and family. We teach them to respect others, fight for what's right, and stand up for what you believe in. My son learned these things quite well, and in the process, taught me a few things too. I don't want to sit here and talk about how Justin died. I would rather tell you how he lived. There are certain things that anyone who met Justin knew right away. He was a respectful young man, very giving. He loved to laugh. He was one of those people you could actually hear grinning through the phone. And he loved to hug. Didn't matter who or where, he loved to hug. Justin's love for life was apparent to everyone, as was his love for his family, friends, and the Marine Corps. Soon enough, there would be no more laughs, no more hugs, no more smiles. Justin would be deployed to Iraq. He arrived at Camp Fallujah, Iraq, on September 11, 2004. We often spoke to him on the phone about the things he was doing. The pride in his voice when he spoke almost screamed out to me, "Look, Dad, I'm really doing it. I'm making a difference." Justin not only knew the risks of war, but he was also seeing the rewards. Justin had always been a proud young man, and then he became a proud Marine. He liked the feeling of being able to help those who could not help themselves. And Justin finally realized just how good we, as Americans, really have it. He wanted the Iraqi people to be able to have the same. There are thousands of service members like Justin Ellsworth out there in this world making a difference right now. The proud men and women of our armed forces take pride in what they're accomplishing in a land so far away. We need to remember that our troops do not care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, black or white, from the inner city, or you're a country boy. They need your support. They don't care who you voted for in the last election. They don't care what kind of car you drive or how big your house is. What they do care about is the person on their left and the other person on their right. If you're in a battle for your life, that's all that matters. These so-called opinion polls mean nothing to them. They don't win battles. We win them by having a strong and united America, by having a strong military, by supporting our troops and their mission. My name is John Ellsworth, and I'm the proud father of Lance Corporal Justin M. Ellsworth of the United States Marine Corps.
From Southfield, Michigan, that was John Ellsworth. We thank Mr. Ellsworth for sharing his story. For a picture of his son, Justin Ellsworth, Lance Corporal Justin Ellsworth, please go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore. Coming up, another view. A former Secretary of the Army takes President Bush and his administration to task on the war.
We used to call them punks on the playground. They would be all big and bad before the game started, but once the game was started, they would often shy away because they didn't have the skills.
Our Wisdom Watch conversation is next.